Massachusetts police chiefs throw support behind driver's licenses for illegal aliens. By John Binder on January 29, 2020. A group of police chiefs in Massachusetts are throwing their support behind a statewide plan to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. This week, the Massachusetts Major City Chiefs of Police Association, which has 38 members, voted by an overwhelming majority to support legislation in the State House and State Senate that will provide driver's licenses to thousands of illegal aliens. Chief Brian Kies of the Chelsea Police Department, Chief Fred Ryan of the Arlington Police Department, Chief Richard Grimes of the Weymouth Police Department, and Chief John Lalacker of the Lynn Police Department are the four executives of the organization. Kies told local media that the plan to provide driver's licenses to illegal aliens in Massachusetts will ensure officers remain safe while pulling over drivers. This bill would promote trust between law enforcement and all the communities we serve and protect. In order for our state's police officers to best do their jobs and remain safe while doing so, they need to be able to identify who's behind the wheel. All Massachusetts families need peace of mind knowing that the drivers on our highways and city streets have passed the same driving test and know the rules of our roads. Emphasis added. The legislation, much like New York's driver's licenses for illegal aliens law, may prevent the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency from using the state records to verify the identities of suspected illegal alien human traffickers, gang members, and sex offenders. The language of the legislation states, possession of a valid Massachusetts license or a Massachusetts identification card shall not be used as evidence of the holder's citizenship, nationality or immigration status, or as the sole basis for an investigation, citation, arrest, prosecution or detention of the holder by a law enforcement agency. In states that already provide illegal aliens with driver's licenses, the consequences have put American lives at risk in a number of cases. For example, in the case of illegal alien Jose Rodriguez, accused of killing father of two Corey Cottrell, the state of Illinois gave him a driver's license allowing him on the road at the time when he allegedly ran a red light and killed Cottrell. There are at least 250,000 illegal aliens living in the state of Massachusetts, which implemented a sanctuary state policy back in July 2017 that shields criminal illegal aliens from being turned over to ICE agents for arrest and deportation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.